Commander-in-Chief on the defense. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden says he wanted to shoot down a Chinese spy balloon as soon as possible, but the Defense Department wanted to wait until it was over water. Also telling reporters the incident does not weaken his administration's position with the Chinese government, which accuses the U.S. of overreacting to what China still calls a weather balloon.
We've made it clear to China what we're going to do. They understand our position. We're not going to back off. We did the right thing. And there's not a bad question of weakening or strengthening. It's just the reality.
The White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says lines of communication will remain open.
It will be continue to be calm, resolute, and practical. That is not going to change on how we're going to move forward with our relationship with China, with our diplomatic conversations as we move beyond this.
Adding it's up to China to figure out what kind of relationship they want. China is now making the same claims about another balloon.
The Chinese government says a second balloon seen flying over Latin America did come from China, but claims it's of civilian nature and is used for a flight test. The foreign ministry says the balloon over Latin America has been impacted by the weather, has limited steering abilities, and has deviated far from its planned course.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. All of this as the president prepares for tomorrow night's State of the Union address, telling reporters,
I want to talk to the American people and let them know the state of affairs, what's going on, what I'm looking forward to working on from this point on, what we've done, and just have a conversation with American people.
No word on whether he'll talk about the balloon incident specifically. 7 days of national mourning declared in Turkey after powerful earthquakes now blamed for at least 3,500 deaths in Turkey and neighboring Syria. Thousands more injured. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A hearing on aviation safety set for tomorrow in the U.S. House amid a string of recent problems, including several close calls that remain under investigation. The latest over the weekend in Austin, Texas, when an arriving FedEx cargo plane pulled up to avoid a Southwest Airlines jet that had been cleared to take off from the same runway.
Now, for context on this, we looked at the FAA data. It actually shows a slight decline in these runway incursions, as they call them, in January this year compared to last year. And an FAA official was telling us earlier today that runway safety is certainly a top priority, and every one of these recent incidents that we've talked about is being investigated individually.
Fox Business's Connell McShane at Newark Airport in New Jersey. Officials from the FAA, NTSB, and Pilots Union are among those expected to testify tomorrow. The world's biggest airline trade group is warning that many airlines will not be able to meet an upcoming deadline for retrofitting equipment to avoid 5G wireless interference. Reuters obtaining a letter to the FAA and Transportation Secretary about possible impacts to the international summer travel season. While the Eagles and Chiefs get ready for the Super Bowl, a rescued Virginia puppy is ready for her close-up.
June is a feisty and adorable little beagle, and she's going to make her small-screen debut ahead of the big game on Sunday at the Puppy Bowl. Green Dogs Unleashed rescued June from the Envigo Breeding Facility in Virginia Pharmaceutical Research Center, where officials documented dozens of federal regulation violations and what they describe as a lengthy history of mistreatment of beagles on the site. June will compete on Team Fluff this Sunday at 2 p.m. on Animal Planet. She's described as a go-getter from day one. Some other green dogs competing include a deaf Dalmatian named Julius and a deaf Pyrenees mix named Caden. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A losing start to the week on Wall Street. The Dow slips about 35 points. The Nasdaq sliding more than 100. And Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.